In the documentary Uganda, No Country for Old Men, Dr. Anne Merriman talks about witnessing the pain of critically ill people in Africa. Here's a clip.
People were suffering all over Africa without any pain control, some of them screaming actually, and the families having to put them far away so that even the family carers could sleep at night. And I realised that this was something that had been going on for all these years. We really needed a model that would be adaptable to the cultures in Africa.
Dr. Anne Merriman is the founder of Hospice Africa, a Merseyside-based charity. Her work with Hospice Africa includes the spreading of palliative care in sub-Saharan Africa. Palliative care is based on pain relief and symptom relief for those who have terminal illnesses such as cancer or HIV/AIDS. In countries that don't have the money for chemotherapy, radiotherapy and other treatments, palliative care can at least allow people to die in peace.
You have to remember that in Uganda, for example, overall there's one doctor to about 100,000 people, and a large proportion of particularly rural Ugandans never actually see a doctor.
That's Professor David Phipps, a trustee of the charity Hospice Africa.
Hospice Africa is a Merseyside-based charity. It was founded in 1993 by Dr. Anne Merriman. Dr. Anne, as she's known all over Africa now, was invited to go to Nairobi Hospice to do some work there. She had been a consultant in palliative medicine at Wiston, and prior to that she'd worked in Nigeria and previously in Singapore.
Dr. Anne Merriman has been nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize this year. Her nomination recognises work such as the palliative care model pioneered by Hospice Africa, named the Merriman Model. When I spoke to Professor Phipps, he gave me the background on the Merriman Model.
If you think about a resource-poor country like Uganda, it's not practical to have inpatient care, as we would hear, either with large number of hospital beds or with hospice beds.
What this means is that there needed to be home care, and the home care couldn't just be provided by doctors, as there simply aren't enough in Uganda. On top of this, for palliative care to be carried out effectively, there needs to be effective pain relief. Professor Phipps told me more about Dr. Merriman's efforts to introduce successful palliative care in Africa.
When she arrived in Uganda, the strongest painkiller was paracetamol, or the equivalent, and that was true whether you got a headache or whether you'd had a major operation. There was an inbuilt reluctance to use morphine, which is partly a hangover from colonial medicine, where they were frightened of it being addictive. Oral morphine isn't addictive, and so she worked through the government channels by persuasion and knocking on doors, talking to people, and enlisting the help of people like Dr. Jack Jagwe, who was the government advisor for medicines, and so obviously a very influential person. And really, it was just a question of sticking at it for several years, and every time she met somebody who she thought could assist, explaining the case carefully to them and understanding. And during that time, several people in government actually benefited, their families benefited from the sort of care that they were able to give, but realised that they'd be able to give much more care if they were able to prescribe morphine. The trick is that it's not just doctor prescribed. It can be prescribed by nurse prescribers who satisfied the training course at Hospice Africa Uganda.
After many obstacles, followed by many successes, I asked Professor Phipps how it feels to have the work of Hospice Africa be recognised by the Nobel Prize Committee.
Well, obviously, we're all highly delighted. Dr. Anne has turned round and said, quite rightly, that it's something that everybody can enjoy. Although it's in her name, she's taken great pains in making sure that everybody who's contributed feels that they're part of that award. At the moment it's only a nomination, but hopefully we'll see what happens in the shortlisting in March. But I think everybody recognises that there's been a step change. In Uganda, she's actually, as we've just discussed, got oral morphine legalised. She's introduced degree training courses. Palliative care is now part of the medical curriculum for all doctors and nurses. So a really significant change, and that's spread out into lots of other African countries where previously that sort of care and that sort of attitude and that ethos was not available.